This is a Fox News alert. No more constitutional protections for abortion. I'm Rich Dennison. The Supreme Court today ending federal protection for women seeking abortions, with a conservative majority overturning the landmark Roe v. Wade case that's been in effect for nearly half a century.
It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
President Biden a short time ago commenting on the decision from the White House.
Let me be very clear and unambiguous. The only way we can secure a woman's right to choose, the balance that existed, is for Congress to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade as federal law.
The White House has been exploring options for the president to take executive action to safeguard abortion rights, but his options are limited. The president says his administration will work to protect women's rights to travel to states where abortions are legal and for access to medication that can terminate pregnancies. About 13 states have laws on the books now that will ban or criminalize abortions now that Roe v. Wade is overturned.
Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt is now enforcing his state's full-on abortion ban, which had been a law in waiting, essentially. Some of these states are using laws on the books pre-Roe, but had been suspended. States will individually assert what their rules on pregnancy termination will be going forward.
Fox's Evan Brown. Today's Supreme Court ruling also upholds Mississippi's law banning abortions after 15 weeks. While many states are working on bans, several governors say they will work with their legislatures to ensure reproductive rights are guaranteed at the state level. Large demonstrations have arisen across the country in the wake of this morning's Supreme Court decision. Large crowds of both pro-choice and pro-life demonstrators have been seen in the nation's capital, New York, Los Angeles, and several other cities throughout the country. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Governors, lawmakers, and attorneys general in states with strict gun permitting laws are strategizing over how to shore up their restrictions after yesterday's Supreme Court decision that expanded gun rights in a New York case. The justices said that a New York state law that restricted who could obtain a permit to carry a gun in public conflicts with the Second Amendment's right to bear arms. The White House is urging parents of young children to get them vaccinated against COVID-19.
Last week, the FDA expanded emergency use authorizations to Moderna and Pfizer for COVID shots for children ages 6 months to 4. The CDC signed off, and now the White House COVID response team coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha, is urging parents to vaccinate their young kids.
And the safety profile of these vaccines is extraordinary.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said during the Omicron wave, they saw a huge spike in 6-month to 4-year-old hospitalizations.
Since January 2020, we've lost 215 children aged 6 months to 4 years to COVID-19.
Jha said despite concerns about having enough vaccines for adults later in the year, they do have enough for every child whose parents want them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A heat wave in the nation's south is expected to affect millions from Texas to Florida.
We have some forecast temperatures above 100, so those will be rivaling record high temperatures, you know, even approaching today in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've got a high there. Forecast of 104, the record being 105, and that's a record that goes all the way back to 1913. So definitely some pretty hot temperatures even for, you know, early summer here.
National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says temperatures are expected to dip a bit by Monday. The Daytime Emmy nominees will gather in person tonight for the first time since 2020, when it went into virtual mode because of COVID-19. The awards will be at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, airing on CBS. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.